time for the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, February 27th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. As we first reported earlier this month, barriers preventing drivers from turning onto Lakeville Highway in Petaluma are now finally in place. Drivers wishing to turn west onto Lakeville from Pine View Way near Kaiser Permanente or from the South McDowell Extension are now detoured to Cater Lane or South McDowell Boulevard. Both intersections have traffic signals. After several deadly crashes, pressure was put on Caltrans to come up with a solution to improve driver safety. We are getting more information this morning about the rescue of three people on the Russian River Sunday. The woman in the water has been identified as 38-year-old Lacey Lee Mosher, who apparently became very combative and attacked the two sheriff's deputies who entered the water to try and save her, leading to them needing to be rescued. Once out of the water, she was arrested on suspicion of threatening police, battery, being under the influence of drugs, and is also accused of burglary on an unrelated matter. We are learning of the February 18th death of 55-year-old Lori Kennedy. She suffered smoke inhalation during a fire at her home on Ashton Avenue in Santa Rosa back on February 10th. Her daughter, son-in-law, and one of her three cats survived the fire. The family has set up a GoFundMe page to help cover expenses. In sports, both the SRJC men's and women's basketball teams are in the playoffs on Wednesday. The men play College of San Mateo at 5:30. The women take the court at 7:30 against Mission College. And your forecast, mainly sunny for today and mild, low 60s. Tonight, pretty clear once again and cool, overnight lows in the 30s. Maybe some patchy frost again tomorrow morning. Otherwise, tomorrow afternoon, sunny with low to mid-60s. Rain returns on Thursday. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Hi, it's Joy from Jack Smith Glass. If you feel a breeze of chilly air, but you're inside your house,
time for some new energy-efficient windows.
Good call, Miley. Milgard has a series of vinyl windows called Trinzic, an expansive glass area and a narrow frame embraces modern home design. They're perfect for new construction and as replacements.
More window area means letting in more sunshine.
And with a variety of frame colors, you have more design control. Milgard really understands what you want. The low-profile hardware, uniquely designed for this series, practically disappears from view.
And Milgard makes sliding doors, too.
Right. Thanks.
And
we also supply and install gorgeous shower enclosures and mirrors, tabletops, and glass for picture frames. Come see our showroom at 1050 North Dutton Avenue in Santa Rosa.
Free estimates, professional craftsmanship, and excellent customer service since 1962. Online at jacksmithglass.com. Mm-hmm.
Jack Smith Glass and Sass, let's sun in.
Having a heater problem is bad. Getting someone to look at it can be worse. Not at Same Day Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the North Bay's fastest growing home services company. It's fixed on the same day or you don't pay. Start with our introductory $29 heater tune-up. That's 75% off. Just $29. If you're tired of waiting to hear back from a plumber or furnace company, hit up samedaynorthbay.com today. Always free estimates and second opinions. Samedaynorthbay.com. That's samedaynorthbay.com.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact. That's MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact.
102.7 The Wolf and Rock and Ricky Michaels. Yeah, the Warriors are going to be in action now over the weekend. They lost to the Nuggets with a good game, though, 119-103. They're going to be taking on the Wizards in Washington tonight, or today for that matter. Tip-off time will be at 4 o'clock.
greatest hits.
It can completely change your day. It throws you back to where you were when you first heard that song.
For Sonoma County.
102.7 The Wolf.
On two frequencies on your FM radio.
I just think it sounds really cool.
We're still on 102.7, but you can also listen on 102.5.
I get to listen to you no matter where I am.
That's right. Check out what you've been missing in Petaluma.
You guys are the best.
102.7, and now also at 102.5, The Wolf.
We're no strangers to love.
Starting to show signs of picking up, so let's get another look at the roadways now from the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's your Wolf Traffic Watch.
Very heavy getting into the Narrows. Good morning, everyone. This report's sponsored by eBay Motors. Southbound 101, you're really piled up this morning from just south of Castaigne getting into the Novato Narrows. More brake lights as usual, though, between Novato and the Civic Center. 51 minutes now to get into Central San Rafael. Petaluma to the Golden Gate, about an hour and five. North 101, still in good shape. We're just starting to see it slow a bit between Yolanda and Baker. eBay Motors is here for the ride with the parts you need for the prices you want. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
102.7 The Wolf.
On The Wolf. I hope you're enjoying your Tuesday.
She was a fast machine, she kept the motor.
time for your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, February 27th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Following yesterday's news about social advocates for youth transferring dozens of young people to other facilities, today comes the news that the 53